Welcome to Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. I'm your host, Damali Peterman. On this podcast, we invite you to share a conflict that you need help navigating, and I, along with a guest co-host, will share what we would do in that situation to help you reach your breakthrough. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, I am so delighted to have Frances Chicagna here in the studio. Frances, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, Damali. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to share you with everyone else. I had the great fortune of meeting you at the Goldman Sachs program, and that's a program that some of our listeners may have heard me mention before, where they focus on 10,000 small businesses, and Frances has such an amazing business, but I won't steal her thunder. I'll ask Frances to tell us a little bit more about herself.
Well, thanks. And that was a great program. And I feel so fortunate that I was able to participate in it and meet you and all the other wonderful people.
Oh, likewise.
So my company is FGM Enterprise, and my business works with other businesses, and we help them to find new customers and generate revenue through communications initiatives.
Ooh, that sounds like a business everyone needs. So who, for example, what type of business would you help, and what would you do to help them with communications?
So I mostly work with small businesses around my community, which is Westchester County. I work with a lot of restaurants, help them to promote their businesses so they bring more people in to dine. I work with auto mechanics, home improvement companies, just a variety of companies so that they can communicate and let people know that they're there so people will come and eat there, dine there, and shop.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And Frances, I have to tell you that one of our other members of our cohort told me that she worked with you, Rashida, you were just phenomenal and just great. And it's nothing better than having like a testimonial from a real life person who just loves your services. And so I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
That's so sweet.
And restaurants, that's great. There are a lot of people who are figuring out in a crowded market, like, how do they draw more customers dining? So it's really good that you provide that service among others.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it's interesting because it seems like new restaurants and new businesses are popping up all the time. So new business as well as existing business have to figure out how they do get past the noise and reach the audience that they need to reach.
Yeah. Wow. So that's so cool. And where are you from originally?
Originally from Astoria, actually.
Wow, right here in New York City.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you right here in Midtown in the studio.
I love it here.
And it's just a wonderful day to help people and help them break through any barriers that they have. And so for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you can simply call into the show and leave a question that you're considering. And that question could be a conflict, meaning you want some help navigating it, or it could just be, I have so many options and I'd love to hear from a third person who's not a part of it. Because, you know, my mom, she can't be neutral, or my friends, they're always on my side. And so it's really great to tap into the collective wisdom of my co-host and I in this format. And so what we like to invite people to do is to call our hotline and leave a question, and we'll pair you with hopefully someone who is in the field or industry to which your question pertains. And that's what we do. And so for the first time, Frances is going to hear a question that we're going to play live today. Have you heard the questions in advance?
No.
She's just going off of pure faith here.
Here we go.
But it's going to be awesome because Frances is awesome. And so there you go. And so without further ado, we're going to play the first message.
You have one message. Hi, Damali. What are some of the best practices to keep employees motivated and focused to their jobs? I'm a manager and I find my employees getting lost on track. Maybe they find it monotonous. How can I bring the energy to recharge the team and get the job done on time? Thank you.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So how do you get your employees, how do you keep your employees motivated, Frances? What do you think?
Yeah. So employees are, they're so important to a business, right? Keeping people happy and motivated and moving forward are so important to any business. And I think one of the most important things is communication, is letting your employees know that they can come to you at any time. And for you to be communicating on a regular basis with them, I think, you know, when people don't know what's going on, when people don't know where they can go to get answers or information, that's when the confusion starts. And I think that that's I think number one, communication.
Communication is so vital. Yes. You're absolutely right. Yep. It's so vital. I think about situations where there was a misunderstanding and like I thought I was saying one thing, the employee thought that I was saying something else. And immediately once I figured out that there was a disconnect, I said, like, let's talk about it. So when I said this, I was thinking more along the lines of X. And they said, oh, you know, I'm so happy you said that because I would have never thought that. And so it's one of those things where communication is goes in two directions, right? It's the output that what you're saying. And it also is the input, what a person is receiving. And sometimes there's some external factors that go into play, but also it's kind of based on where you're coming from, what your lived experiences are.
Right.
And if someone always says like a phrase that means one thing, right, then you're not going to just know maybe they're talking about something else. And so I think communication is really, I'm so happy you said that, Frances.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really important.
Yeah.
What are some other best practices?
You know, I think the other thing is matching the job to the person and their persona, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, are they in the right job? Are they doing something that they like to be doing? You know, I think there are people that you know maybe be doing maybe doing a job, but perhaps they're not either well suited or happy doing it. And so perhaps finding that right fit for the employee would be good. Maybe you move somebody in a different spot, you know. Maybe they're great in customer service, but not so great technically. And
yes.
Perhaps just switching them around could be another way to help improve the morale and the way they feel about doing what they have to do every day.
Another great tip, figuring out what people do well
yeah.
and playing to their strengths. I think that's such a great way to really engage your employees. And also shows that you're paying attention and you're listening,
exactly.
right? And you're invested right. into them.
Right.
Awesome. Any other good practices?
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty.
Well, you know what comes to mind for me is I like that you said communication. I like that you also said basically figuring out, making sure they're doing something that they like and putting them in the right place. And I have a friend who always says that, you know, I bloom wherever I'm planted. And I'm always like, but do you? Because, you know, if you're planted in a place that has too much sun or not enough water, like, how does that work? And we always laugh about it. But I think another thing that really is important is thinking about how each person works with other people, meaning like the culture that you're creating in your company. Because one person can really make or break, especially if you have a small business and you have a few employees. And so the right cultural fit, making sure that people maybe have the same passion for the work they're doing, and also, or maybe let's take that back, maybe that they just all uphold the mission and the vision and the values of the company. Because you really do want diversity of thought. You don't want everyone to have the same ideas. And one of the great things that I heard Tori Burch say a few weeks ago was that she always tries to hire the best people. She wants people that are smarter than her. And, you know, that's amazing when you think about that as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You know, like you – I think there's this – misconception that you want to be the best and the smartest and, you know, you want to be like the person in the room.
But you don't.
You don't.
No, you don't.
You want to surround yourself with people who are the best and who are maybe better than you.
If you're trying to compliment you.
Yes. Right? If you're trying to take your company to the next level, right?
Yeah. It's interesting you say that because I think about a colleague that I used to work with years ago. We worked really well together. Because she had strengths that I didn't have, and I had some strengths that, you know, maybe she wasn't as, you know, didn't have as well. So I think the two of us working together, we complemented each other.
Mm.
And as a manager and as a business owner, you want to be able to see, you know, you have to be able to see that. You have to be able to know what your strengths are and then what strengths you need within the organization to help keep the organization going and growing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, I'm so happy you said what strengths do you need to keep the organization growing and growing? Because I think also what the caller was saying was that sometimes employees, they kind of get lost and they're off track. Mm-hmm. And then the question that I would have is to keep the organization going, how are you investing into your employees? What opportunities are you providing them for growth, for training, to kind of continue to build and to feel as though that there's so much potential and options in the company? And I think sometimes we may get lost on focusing on the doing, right? So making sure that you're doing or executing, performing your roles and responsibilities. But what I found is that I've been the most successful in environments when I was an employee before I was the boss, right? Where I felt like people were invested in me and my success, and they gave me more tools to ensure that I continue to grow.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's important that your employees also need to know that there's a future for them as well. Regardless of whether it's within your organization or another organization, people need to grow, right? They need to learn. And even when you think about what's happening in our society and the way technology has changed, right? Even in the field of marketing, I've been in the field of marketing for just over 20 years now, but it's changed so dramatically. You know, we've gone now to the digital marketing, and understanding what that means for an organization is important. So making sure that your employees and anybody, especially, you know, in what we do in the field of marketing, is up on education regularly, giving them those opportunities where, you know, they can learn and they can grow is only going to help the organization. I think you're right.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like that you mentioned your expertise in marketing, and also thinking about how marketing has changed over the last couple of decades to embrace things that didn't exist, like social media and digital marketing.
Yep.
I know that now they're even offering in many universities and colleges, like majors in social media. And so just thinking about how there's so many ways to market what you have, and there's a traditional path, which I particularly love, because I feel like I tell people I like to do what I do best and hire people to do what they do best to help out.
Yes.
So I can't figure out how to be the best marketer. I can just try to be the best, you know, attorney, mediator, and educator I can be, and then work with people like you and like Angela that know marketing and get it, right? But how do you What is your advice to people? And I know I'm taking this a little off track from the question, but I think I can tie it back to the question. I'm going to try to tie it back to the question. How do you market what you do? So if you're the owner of the company and you feel like you're trying to keep your employees motivated and focused, which is the question that the caller asked, how do you sort of market that, you know, to increase engagement with your employees?
I'm just going to take it full circle. I think it goes right back to the communication.
I
really do. I think, you know, communication is really the key. And a lot of what I do in marketing is communicating, right? It's communicating to different groups in different ways and being able to communicate with the employees in a way that is comfortable for them and open so that they know that they can communicate back is so important. And I think that's really the first thing in terms of keeping them motivated and within the organization.
And so what's great about that is you did bring it back full circle. And one of the things that you added was letting employees know that they can communicate back.
Yeah.
And I think that piece is often missing, because I feel like a lot of employers like to provide criticism, whether it be constructive or not, but they aren't as open-minded or able to hear feedback coming back to them.
Mm.
And so I think that is something that is, you know, actually one of the things that I do, right? I try to help people to communicate with each other. I provide some conflict resolution services, and also to try to help people to kind of see that the perspective may be different to someone else.
Yes.
And so I love the idea for this caller of making sure that you have sort of an open door policy, in the sense of communication going in both directions and being open to hearing some feedback too, because maybe part of the disengagement that you're seeing is because there's something that, you know, individuals want to share, but they don't know how to share.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No, I agree completely.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so I think that we've provided some really great tips and best practices. Yeah, I hope so too. for ways to help bring energy and recharge your team.
I have one more.
Please go for it.
I just remember I have it on my shelf at home. It's a little book. It's called 1001 Ways to Reward Employees.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so there are 1,000 or more ways to reward employees, but this little book was so cute. And
oh, that sounds great. One example of a way to reward employees.
I think just letting them know that they're doing a good job when they do a good job. Just a simple. I'm bringing it back to communication. Sorry.
Yeah, all roads.
But seriously, though, just letting people know when they do a good job, so that they know to do it again.
Right. I love it. Yeah. I also like recognizing someone and saying thank you.
Yeah.
That's something that's often lost, right? Yes. I remember one time someone saying, this is really early in my career, oh, well, I shouldn't have to thank someone for doing their job. I'm like, then what do you thank them for?
Right.
What would you thank them for? If you're not going to thank them for doing their job and you're in a work environment, what are you thanking them for? For bringing you coffee? For giving you water? Like, you know. So thank you, Carla. Hopefully that was really useful.
Yeah.
You know, some tips and best practices. And we love to hear from you again. We love to get feedback. We love to kind of hear if these were things that you found useful and could actually apply. And so feel free to call us back. And without further ado, we'll go to our next message.
Great.
You have one message. Hi, Damali. This is Miles. I started a job. I was told that I would get my salary increment after 3 months. And after 3 months, I received my salary, and there is no increment at all. Everyone is nice, but no one actually talks about their pay. It's a little uncomfortable to put this in conversation. So how can I solve this issue? Thank you.
So I missed that salary.
He said salary increment.
Okay.
I think maybe he's talking about getting a raise or something, some type of bump up in salary, and that he didn't get it. And because no one talks about pay, I think that's sometimes seen as like a topic people don't like to talk about openly. He's trying to figure out how can he bring it up and address it. It's an interesting question, and probably something that impacts a lot of people. And so
if he was told in advance, right? So I think the first thing I would do is go back and look at, was there any documentation, email, information provided as a lawyer, right? you would know in advance so that he can reference that.
Right? Yeah.
That would be a start.
I agree. So do you have any information that you can point to? And then to prepare for the conversation.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Because part of it too is now you have your ducks in a row, you have your documents. Now how do you bring up a topic that you said, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable to put it into conversation. And so I am always a big fan of asking questions. As opposed to making statements like you said you were going to pay me that increment, whereas, I was under the impression that I was getting a salary increment. Can we talk about it?
Yes.
Because then instead of it being more adversarial in nature, like me against you, it's kind of can we be on the same page, on the same side to problem solve together?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. It avoids that, that sort of adversarial approach. And you're being honest, right? You're because he has the question, right? He is wondering why he hasn't received, and so just going and asking, I think is I agree with you. It's a good policy.
Yeah, and then if the person kind of plays dumb, right, or if they have amnesia, or maybe they just genuinely don't know what you're talking about, and then I think at that point you may want to say, oh, well, I thought we had a conversation. And if it was a conversation, you know, unfortunately, sometimes memories fade, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I am a big fan of trying to memorialize important conversations just to make sure that, you know, everyone has the same understanding or interpretation of the conversation. So I'm a big fan of, okay, if we had an important conversation that was about salary increase and it was verbally, I think it's a good practice to just shoot over a quick email saying, you know, hey, Francis, it was great to talk to you today. Just wanted to, you know, confirm or just to say thank you for this salary increase and I look forward to getting it or something like that, so that you have kind of this trail
right.
If you don't have one. And then, you know, because it sounds like this is something where maybe this guy was dependent upon this increase and right. not getting it is like awkward. And sometimes it could just be an oversight. Maybe the person put it in, but right. accounting didn't process it. And so if you say nothing, you know, it could be that the company isn't even aware that you didn't get the increase. Going back to your original right, point from right. before, communication.
That's exactly what
the theme of
say.
Our show.
Yeah, it is indeed. It is about communication, and he needs to understand what's happening. And in order to understand, he needs to ask.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know how many times I've talked to people, Frances, where they've come to me, we've had this long conversation, they've given me their side of things, and I've said, okay, well, did you talk to this person? Well, no. What did you have that you asked this question? Well, no. And I'm like, well, is it possible that they may not even be aware of how this is impacting you? And usually the answer is, yeah, I guess that's possible. I never thought about it like that. I just assumed that they knew. And so I think to your point, having a conversation and just bringing it up, maybe it may solve the mystery a lot sooner. It sounds like there's been some, you know, I don't know how much time has gone by, but the sooner you can do it, the better, because maybe you'll give that person the opportunity to rectify the situation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, for me, one of the things that I like about what you said, Frances, is communication is so key. And I think that part of the way that we are wired is to want to connect with people. It's to want to relate. And I have this situation where, you know, this happens all the time, where you're talking to someone and you're telling them about your day, and then they're like, oh yeah, the same thing happened to me. And you're like, wait, but I wanted to vent. Like, I wanted to, right. you know, but the person takes over the conversation, right? Yeah. And you're like, you know, that person isn't like, you know, kind of not trying to hijack the conversation, but it's a part of this human desire to connect and to relate
yes.
and to show that we understand.
Yeah.
And I think for communication, where I like to focus a lot of my energy, and it's funny for a person who has a podcast who's talking all the time, but I like to focus on listening.
Yes.
I feel like you can get so much more information when you are quiet and you just listen. A lot of people are uncomfortable with silence. A lot of people will just tell you things that you would never know to ask if you just listen.
Yeah. That's true. I agree with that. It's true.
So I hope that's helpful. I think it sounds like for us, we just think you may want to bring it up to communicate and to say, oh, I thought we discussed a salary increase. Can we talk about it? So start with asking a question and then kind of seeing where the conversation goes, because potentially it could be that there was a miscommunication. It could be that, and not between you and the person, but that is, of course, an option. It could also be something that is on the back end, the back of the house, and maybe something wasn't processed correctly. There's so many options. But the first step, of course, is talking to us. And the second step is talking to someone internally.
Right, exactly.
So thank you for tuning in today, audience. Frances, thank you so much for joining us in the studio
pleasure.
Today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's so
wonderful
fun
to be here.
It's always
yeah.
great to talk to
yeah.
you. Likewise. It's kind of nice having, you know, this platform to do it, but it's always wonderful to talk to you and to learn from you and just to bask in your essence. You're just a fantastic person.
As you are, Damali. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, audience, thank you so much for joining us today and for tuning in. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day. Do you have any barriers that we can help you break through? If so, you can leave a brief message at 646-363-6322 or on our interactive blog at www.breakthroughadr.com. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the @BREAKTHROUGH AR. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Although I am a lawyer, mediator, and an educator, and many of my co-hosts will represent various professions, we want to be clear that we are not providing legal advice, counseling, or suggestions. Our goal is to provide a roadmap for conflict resolution to generate future conflict resolvers. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day.